watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon. We could be 4 hours away from the cataclysm, whatever apocalyptic show Trump has for us, as he basically says he's going to eliminate an entire civilization if Iran doesn't open the Strait of Hormuz, which I don't know if you need to be reminded about this. It was open. It was open to about a month ago. No problem at all. Not an issue whatsoever. Now, an existential crisis. Why? Because Donald Trump made the worst decision anybody's ever made, as I started calling it, all the way back on March 1st or whenever it was that we were live again following the outbreak of this just monumentally stupid decision that is destroying the world in a very real way. Not all of the world, right? Our enemies are doing fine. They're actually benefiting from this. But, you know, all the things that we thought we elected Trump to push back on and defeat is instead being given to us in greater helpings than ever before. And we'll sort of go over how we got here. But it truly is insane. And that's the only word for it. From Washington Post, with threat to destroy Iran's civilization, Trump fuels war crime fears. That's what he's promising. He's promising the total destruction of a civilization. That's just evil. I just don't know what else to tell you about it. I mean, that's the thing about kind of like all the stories today. It's just like, I can tell you about what they're doing. We just have to stop it. Like, that's just where we're at this point. Of course, we told you this before we ever went into war with Iran. And it's like, the people don't want it. Wouldn't be good for us. Wouldn't benefit America in any way. Obviously, our entire political motivation at this point is almost entirely resting on the multiple decades of failure that the previous Middle East wars brought about. But it doesn't matter. They're just going to do it anyway. Because if you watch history, if you pay attention to history, this is how it always goes. This is always the case. Before World War I, nobody in America wanted to get in. We got in. World War II, nobody wanted to get in. So we did the false flag at Pearl Harbor. Got everybody on board pretty quick. This is just what happens. People in power send you to war. And then convince you it was your idea the whole time. And then when the blowback comes, or the depression arrives, or whatever negative consequence inevitably comes about at the end of the war, blame it on you. You deserve it. You went to war after all. We're literally now being told that it's okay that we do it to Iran because we did it to Japan. Yeah, I don't know what else to I don't know what more there is to say at this point, other than they're just doing it, and they're doing it on every level, as in this is the COVID 2.0 fuel lockdown. This is the beginning of the Mark of the Beast system all around the world. All of the systems are being put into place, from digital ID in UK and all over Europe to the introduction of essentially digital currency in Mexico, to the building of all of the data centers that will serve as the infrastructure for the digital prison planet, total universal digital surveillance panopticon. They're just doing it. Like, I don't know what else to tell you. And I've shown you the videos before. Maybe we can like make a compilation or something we can have on hand, because everywhere European, Western, American leaders go, they are despised and attacked by their own people. And it's pretty much ubiquitous. I have video of the Prime Minister of England and Australia and Ireland and just literally everywhere, our democracies, everywhere that claims, you know, democratic legitimacy as their government, are all desperately trying to keep a lid on their population, who all universally, on average, want to kill them. So it's kind of tough. It's kind of a tough situation we're in because they're putting us in an impossible situation where it doesn't matter how you vote. It doesn't matter what the people want. They're just doing it. They're just destroying everything on purpose, by design, and in a very sophisticated way. I mean, look at the story from the Daily Dispatch. No data centers note left behind after shots were fired into an Indianapolis official's home. And it's like, how many videos have we shown? And I've got more today. I can show you at least 5 videos of the same situation happening, in which you have cities, townships, whatever, where a data center is about to be built. You have a public meeting about whether or not to build the data center, and the meeting is packed to the brim with opposition. Everybody in town is saying no, and in every one of these instances, it gets passed anyway. What are you supposed to do? Honestly, what are you supposed to do? You tell me what you're supposed to do. When a data center comes into your town, and we've already seen the unbelievable negative consequences of these things, and it's really just like it's... The negatives are innumerable. The negatives are like, they take all of your water, it drives up your energy prices, it's so loud you can't sleep at night, it destroys your property value of everywhere within a couple miles, it's gobbling up gigantic amounts of property and farmland. Like, the negatives are endless, innumerable, continuous, and there are no positives for the average American. What is the positive? Okay, so you've got these things that are 100% an expensive burden on the people whose lives are fine without it. The people are not clamoring, going, oh my God, if only we had slightly faster AI. Like, I don't even know what the argument is. What even would be the benefit of one of these things? So what are the American people supposed to do when they can all come together, 99% of them agree, this is not what we want, it's going to cost us money, it's going to make our lives worse, and then the government just does it anyway? What are you supposed to do? If you can come up with a better answer, because I don't have one. So I don't know. I don't know where this goes from here, but clearly it's getting to a breaking point. Like, it's getting to the point of no return. It's getting to the point beyond which it doesn't even matter what you try to do. It will have reached critical mass and everything will be on inevitable downslope forever. And the only hope will be maybe you can separate and try to start some breakaway civilization of your own. Like, why? Why are we allowing this to happen? Again, we'll get into all of it, but Drew Hernandez, I thought, laid it out pretty well. Here's the tweet from Trump first, with Dissident West expressing a similar thing to Drew Hernandez, but Donald Trump said this morning, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change and different, smarter, less radical minds prevail, maybe something revolutionarily wonderful can happen. Who knows? We will find out tonight, one of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the great people of Iran. That he's about to kill all of them? Like, what is he talking about? Iran is clearly not responding to this in a positive way. They have completely cut off all communication channels and are now, I guess, desperately trying to appeal to good sentiments of the world by, you know, having innocent civilians surround the power plants. And I saw some people online saying, you know, okay, it's evil to strike civilians, but it's also evil to use civilians as human shields. That's not really what's happening. In all likelihood, if these attacks go off, these people are going to die anyway. That's the point. The point is that by attacking civilian infrastructure, destroying the electricity generation of an entire country, you are killing those people. What's going to happen when you bomb these, when you bomb all of their bridges and all of their power plant? Like, they're going to die. Well, what else could possibly happen? Maybe not right now, but how long can they last? So it's not like, oh, you know, put them in front of the power plant and they'll die when the power plant blows up. They'll die when the power plant blows up, either right when it blows up, if they're standing right there, or weeks later. And I mean, people die. It's like, it's, you know, obviously the downstream effects, not having internet, not having communications. Obviously, crime could run rampant. Can't even call the cops. They don't even know how to get to you. Obviously, I mean, it's just any number of ways that cutting off the electricity to a country is devastating in the long run. In the short run, babies on incubators die. Anybody in a hospital, you know, needing machines to stay alive, they all die. And the purpose of this is demanding that Iran open the straits that were open a month ago before we bombed them in the middle of negotiations where they had promised to give up all of their uranium that we are now demanding that they give up. I mean, this is ridiculous. And honestly, kind of the most shocking and like insane thing about it is the way the rest of the world's just letting it happen. It's crazy. Oh, why are they just letting this happen? Am I missing something here? Do other countries not have a responsibility? Maybe step in and prevent a nuclear holocaust from taking place? Have they not watched for the last 2.5 years as Gaza has been systematically destroyed, as Syria has been overthrown by literal terrorists and the pogroms started? I don't know, man. At a certain point, somebody's got to step up and do something. And nobody's doing anything. So I don't know how this faction has literally everyone in the world terrified to step up and do something about it, but it's sickening, to be honest with you. And beyond just the moral outrage that this represents and just the total succumbing to evil that this really does represent, it's really just a slap in the face to Americans because we get nothing. We get nothing. We are being screwed endlessly. The Republicans now have just put forward an amnesty bill. So, I mean, this is what I mean. It's like you got all these people. They're just like, how dare you say you're not going to vote for the Republicans? Don't you know how bad the Democrats are? The Republicans are literally worse. One of the worst possible things that could arrive as a consequence of the Democrats taking power in the midterms is that they pass amnesty. Republicans are doing it for them. They're doing it for them. So as Dissident West notes, Donald Trump can unilaterally decide to wipe out an entire nation, but if a female judge in Vermont tells him he can't deport anybody, there's nothing he can do about it. Clown world. Total clown world. What is this? We can go to war in Iran, does absolutely nothing for us, benefits us not in the slightest, only hurts us overall, and obviously is just mass murder. And nothing in our system can prevent that? No, can a judge issue an injunction, please, for the love of God? I mean, they'll issue injunctions about literally everything. You try to send a serial rapist back to his home and they will just like flip out and stop you from doing that. You want to eradicate an entire civilization. Nobody can say anything. Nobody can do anything about it. The system is unnecessary. Like, what even is this? I've said a million times, it would be a completely different story if Trump showed an iota of care or willingness to break the rules to help the American people. Won't even try. I mean, you can imagine. You can take the same sort of attitude that he has with Iran or Venezuela, where it's just like, yeah, do it first, ask permission later. It's like, okay, just what if he had that same attitude about America? Just what if? Probably could have saved the country. Probably could have been a hero. Probably could have saved the entire world. Just going, yeah, we're getting him out of here. We're rounding him up. It's just how it is. I'm deploying the 82nd Airborne to Minneapolis, and we're going to get every single illegal alien out, and we've got 2 weeks to do it. And we'll drop a bomb on him if we don't. I just, you know, just a modicum, the same type of energy, the same level of energy. Again, I don't know. There is no argument against what I'm saying. I'm literally just laying out the facts. Like, you can't tell me they're like, well, no, he was trying. No, he's not trying. He's not trying to do anything. He's not willing to even bend the rule. He's not willing to test the limits of a rule. He apparently is totally powerless to do absolutely anything to help us at all in any way. It's only Israel. It's only the Jewish diaspora. Then they can do anything. And this has been exhausting talking about this for a year straight, because it's been over a year that this has been the case. It was probably around April last year. I made a video where I talked about Donald Trump's six-pointed star-shaped asterisk on everything that he did. Now it's a President Monkey Paw, but it's the same idea. Is that it seems like he's doing something good for the American people, but it's actually only exclusively good for Jews every single time. It's crazy, but this is the case. Talk about getting rid of the Harvard president. Oh, it's an attack against DEI, except she's replaced by somebody that is more dedicated to DEI than Claudine Gay, the previous president, was. Only he's a Zionist Jew. Do we not get this? Do we not understand this? We can't deport a single wife-beating criminal, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, but they're systematically driving around scooping up critics of Palestine, critics of Israel, Palestinian activists, whatever, and throwing them into vans and sending them home. How much longer are we going to take this is the question. That's all we're doing, is just taking it. They're abusing us, and we're just taking it. How much longer, honestly? Mike Lawler, a Republican, has now put forward an amnesty bill. Okay? So you tell me we just got to vote Republican next time? So it'll be a Republican-flavored amnesty bill rather than a Democrat-flavored amnesty bill? So that the Republicans can start the war? So the Democrats can open up the borders and bring in all the refugees from that war? When are we going to break out of this? What are we going to do? So I keep suggesting things, and everybody around me shoots it down. And it's like, I don't believe that nothing is possible. I just don't. I think that really anything could be done right now, and it would be better than nothing. Drew Hernandez puts it this way. I wish Trump brought this heat he has against Iran against our own deep state here in America. We can bomb civilian infrastructure in Iran, but we can't even arrest a single rogue judge here in America. Not a single deep state imprisonment, not even the Insurrection Act. Well, it'd be too unpopular. I mean, sure, the Iran war has tanked his popularity to the lowest it's ever been, but that's for Israel, so it's fine. The Israelis will make it up to him somehow. So, I mean, you know. I don't know. I guess I got to open up for calls or something. Because I really just feel, I mean, I've been saying the exact same thing for a year. Exact same thing. It's like, gee, I wish Trump would show some of the willingness to do for America what he does for Israel. For a year, it's been this way. And it hasn't changed at all. And it's actually just getting worse. So I can just keep saying that over and over again and call in and people can come up with other ideas of solutions here. And it's like today I tweeted again. It's funny every time I tweet that Israel must be destroyed. There's a whole bunch of people that have never heard me say it before. And they're like, oh my God, finally you're going there. And it's like, yes. And somebody else said, you know, it's like, oh, you know, hope you bring this energy to war room, as if I'm like, Israel must be destroyed. Ah! I'm Michael from The Godfather. It's not personal, it's strictly business. I'm just laying out the facts. No, Israel must be destroyed for the sake of America, for the sake of the world. Israel and its entire mindset, what informs its politics, it all has to be destroyed in a way that it can never come back again. Okay, we did this to the Nazis. We have to do it to Israel. Even I say that, and people are like, so you're saying that it was good what happened to the Nazis? And it's like, did the Nazis get destroyed? Do I need to walk you through this? The Nazis were destroyed. Why? Because they carried out a genocide, because they were insane warmongers, because they did all of the things that we are now actively doing. So yes, it has to be destroyed in exactly the same way. There has to be an international court. They have to present evidence of what Israel did. They have to convict them, and then they have to hang them by the neck until dead. And then you have to have people go into that country, completely eradicate their entire education system, and create a new one that pounds in, hammers in over and over and over again. One idea. Never to return to the way that they were before. Why do you think even now, 80 years after the Holocaust, Germans are still propagandized, still like endlessly brainwashed with the idea that the worst thing in the entire world is for them to have a national identity or to have interests that they pursue collectively? That's what needs to happen to Israel. I'm not angry when I'm saying it. Is the doctor angry when he prescribes you medicine? No, it's just like, this is just what's had. This is just the disease that we have. Here's how we solve it, okay? This is just how it is. You have diabetes, you stop eating sugar. You're a slave to Israel, Israel must be destroyed. It's very simple.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.